Time for another episode of Silence Broken. I'm Bob Perot and joined always by Aaron Lee, who is the executive director of Lanark County Interval House. Aaron, thank you for being here.
It's always my pleasure.
For anyone who doesn't know, this podcast is all about keeping the subject of intimate partner violence in the public eye, or in this case, in the public ear, to make sure that the issue doesn't get forgotten, pushed back, removed from the forefront. We have a series of different guests that we have each week, and we're very fortunate to have the guests that we do have this week with us. And Erin, I'll get you to introduce her.
I'm very happy to welcome Emma Kinsman to the recording today. Emma is the social media coordinator, as well as other things, at Lanark County Interval House and Community Support. And one of the things we pride ourselves on as an agency is trying to ensure that we're using every medium possible to reach various people and various pockets of population in our community. And Emma is our expert. So, Emma, we're happy to have you and welcome to today's podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
It really speaks volumes because you have to have a line of communication open in so many different places nowadays. Emma, maybe I'll get you to comment on some of the challenges that you may have had picking and choosing where to go and what kind of message to deliver.
Well, I don't know. There's not really too many challenges. I'd say the biggest challenge that we're experiencing right now is actually the restrictions on sharing news on meta platforms like Facebook and Instagram. So, Canadians are still looking for credible information, and it's more challenging now to provide that. So, on the one hand, it kind of offers a challenge because it's harder to provide that information, but it also offers an opportunity in that people are turning to social media and organizations like ours for firsthand news and information.
I love that term, the firsthand news and information, because that's what I was going to say. Like, you get the opportunity now to present the information really unfiltered and in the manner that you'd like to.
Well, not that we don't like going through news sources such as yours, Bob.
Well, I appreciate that.
But it is important as it relates to the pockets of population and the strategies that we build and we have to build in community to get messaging out there. Emma, could you maybe enlighten us a little bit about how what the strategies are you employ to get things out? How do you know what to get out?
Well, so the thing about social media is that's where people are. Most people, average people, spend at least some time on there every day. So as long as we are able to share the information we need to get to the community to inform them or to rally them, as long as we're able to share it in like a bite-sized, accessible, easy to understand way, that's the most important thing. And that's something that really is possible through social media.
And it's had to evolve over the years. Like, the target audience remains the same, but still changes as you're looking at the ages getting younger and the way that you can reach younger women who may be in need. It really has changed quite a bit in even the last 15 to 20 years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our social media, when you look at the demographics, we have, people as young as maybe 15 engaging, and then it goes all the way up to the 60 plus crowd. So we do have to be kind of creative in our messaging to make sure it's something that can relate to, everyone can relate to, and everyone can engage with. But it also is great because of the algorithms of social media, people who, not people who are just following us, who actually, the people who are seeking out our information are going to see our posts. Other people are going to see it. So it's a great way to reach other people who are not necessarily looking for this, but who are in, would be interested when they do reach it. And that's kind of where real change begins, I think, when people who aren't engaging every day start to engage.
As it relates to the CKW inquest, I mean, we have been very, very involved in the CKW inquest and the outcomes and the recommendations. How do you strategically look at how do you focus some of that information for the general public?
Yeah, I mean, that is so, of course, coming out of the CKW inquest, there's 86 recommendations. So the average person is probably not going to sit down and read the 86 recommendations, or they're not going to sit down and read the lovely but lengthy CKW action plan. So it's putting those things into that, accessible, kind of human and interesting context. So, for example, even just sharing on social media the 86 weeks of radio episodes that you two did about the inquest recommendations, and being able to provide a little glimpse about each one of the recommendations has been so great. We do have our Rage podcast now, which is Rural Action. On gender equality. And that's really helpful as well, because we're able to just talk and give our information in a way that, well, I hope is interesting for the listener. So that's a different way. We've done lots of different campaigns over the years, videos, different things for the 16 days of activism. So in a way, it's pretty fun to be able to be creative in the ways that we reach out to different age groups, different demographics, different and varying levels of interest and backing of our cause. So
It's really exciting because you've grabbed it and just sort of ran with it. And there's a lot of in my opinion, because I visit these sites all the time, there's a lot of community groups that I think could learn a couple lessons from the way that you've done it, because there's everything here from, as you said earlier, rallying and informing, right? Letting people know of events that are coming up. But then not only that, you close the circle. You show us pictures from that event, and people then may be more enticed to get engaged with the next thing that's coming up. It's like, wow, look at all those people there. I think that, I would be a great fit in there. And maybe that's something that is lacking in other places. I'm not going to name names or anything like that, but certainly the way that you do that is exceptional.
Well, thank you, Bob. And I do think, like, those updates or the tangible actions that are being taken, that also helps build trust and credibility for our agency, but it also shows that, change is happening and everyone has a role to play. And it is something that's, I think activism can seem very big and broad, but activism on social media can be just sharing a post. Or, I mean, social media does offer like a great way to build community. So people are able to interact on those posts or have their voice heard just by commenting. So it does really help. And also, people can come together and also grieve or have, be unhappy about things together and show that they're not alone. So that's great.
I think our social media also is a platform for us to amplify things that we're particularly concerned about, or react to something that's happening across Canada, but we know we'll have implications far and wide in our local community. And I think that when there's a unfortunate femicide, or when there's an, a challenging outcome in a court case, where things are very public, it gives us a platform to amplify it. And I think that people have come to expect it now. It's kind of like, well, what are you saying about it? We want to know what you're saying about it, because, you're a worthy source, or we trust, as Emma pointed out, we trust the agency, so we want to know. And then the other piece about social media, in terms of Bob, you talking about grabbing it and running with it. The other thing is that we also are able to share the support that we get. We're able to highlight events, third party events that are happening, where, donations at the door, and Desjardins groceries, and the church quilts, and the Quilters Guild. And we're able to also amplify the community that surrounds the issue and surrounds the agency in such a generous way. I think that that's been effective, and I think that public education and donations or fundraising through social media have become a reality since COVID. And I think it's just continuing to grow. I'm wondering, Emma, what are your thoughts in terms of the algorithms and the promotion of those things? Do you see it generating more interest in more events, or what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when we show that, a school group did this or a church group did this, then people realize, like, oh, wow, it's actually not that hard to get involved. And it does kind of encourage them. But I do think, like, Aaron, you're totally right. Our social media is kind of an extension of public education, but also the outreach and the community support. And I think that's really how we keep the conversations going. And I also wanted to add that I do think that having social media is a powerful tool for places like Lanark County or Renfrew County because it allows us to have a voice on a provincial or a national scale in a way that, rural voices might be overlooked in traditional media, not our media here, but in, national or provincial opportunities, sometimes we would be overlooked. So being able to have those posts and the podcasts and the campaigns reach our community to make moves in the community, but also to reach the country and the province to show that things are being done here is really important.
And it's really awesome that you have these great distance between certain communities and certain people and so on. And, social media like yours closes those gaps. A single like on a post can start someone's journey to getting help. And it's really amazing that you folks are offering that and continue to evolve it. Just before we go, any final words to share, Emma?
Well, I think lastly, I'll just say that also using social media helps us to keep governments and the public accountable. So we're working all the time to move these recommendations forward, and being able to show our progress keeps it visible and keeps the momentum going. So it's our social media is a great tool for reaching the public and keeping everybody working alongside of us.
And as always, we leave with Aaron's parting thoughts.
I think that social media, despite my resistance early on in the day, I think that social media is really a tool that also reaches isolated survivors, isolated women enduring and people enduring violence. And I think that, one comment from one survivor on a post about how they found their courage and how they left really can have a ripple effect in terms of other more isolated community members who are not really naming it or not really sure if this is partner violence. And so I think that it is important as a tool to reach is to reach out to members who are also isolated or community members who are just trying to understand kind of the dynamics that happen in community. And I'm grateful for all the various ways that we can reach people because I think it works.
That's another edition of Silence Broken here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca, home of 88.1 MyFM and 92.3 WOW FM. Emma Kinsman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob.
And Aaron, we'll speak next week.
Indeed.
I'm Bob Perreault.